I'm trying to download this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. LA Dreena in the building. You're now tuned in to the Coast to Coast Show. Doing the most. Your girl LA Dreena on Twisted Tuesday. Bang out. Bang out radio. Bang out. Bang out radio. Bang out. Bang out radio. LA Dreena on Bang out radio. Bang out. Bang out radio. Bang out. Bang out radio. Bang out. Bang out radio. LA Dreena on Bang out radio. Yeah. Let's get into some music. That fire on Bang Out Radio. Let's go.
What it is, everybody. Happy Twisted Tuesdays with your girl, LA Dreena. I got a hot show planned for y'all today. None other than the most talented chick coming up in the game. Your girl, Ivy Love, will be in the building today on Bang Out Radio, discussing all the projects she's working on. We have a hot show planned, like I told y'all before. The topic of discussion for today is going to be gold diggers. So, you know, if you want to elaborate on this discussion, feel free to press 1 to go live with the host of Bang Out Radio at 661-621-7559. We're about to go and take some live callers right here on Bang Out Radio. Caller 6397. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
Yes. This is your girl, Evil T, live from Broadway Hills. What it is?
What's up with it, Evil T? We happy to have you on the show as usual. Welcome back to Bang Out Radio. Our topic of discussion today is the most gold-digging people in Hollywood and, you know, in general, but I want to hear, you know, what you have to say about that. You know, we have a lot of gold diggers in Hollywood, from the groupies to the ones that's on these reality shows like Basketball Wives and all these different elements of gold diggers. You know, I just felt like talking about it, since everybody knows that I'm a big fan of the whole reality show sitcoms that they show on TV and everything. And sometimes I'll be just sitting here, you know, just looking like, wow, you know, I can't believe, like, it's a show about Basketball Wives and only like two or three is Basketball Wives, actually, you know, out of the whole crew, you know. And then I look at, you know, people like Britney Spears, you know, her whole situation that she had with Kevin Federline. Man, we already know he was one on my list of one of the most gold-digging people in Hollywood besides Kobe Bryant's wife, you know. So
yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I would like to say Paris Hilton is definitely one of the most gold-digging broads I could personally speak of. That girl is all about what you can do for her. So is Kim Kardashian. And I think it's pathetic because your beauty is definitely valuable, but it can only go so far. It can only take you so far in life. You got to have some brains to go along with that beauty, or you will be collecting Social Security benefits when your ass wrinkle up. And I mean, that's kind of bad because, like, you know, I mean, I ain't hating on the girls. I ain't mad at them for getting their money. But at the same time, when you don't have something to fall back on, you know, you're sending the wrong message to young girls, because they think that if they look pretty, if they say the right things, if they wear the right things, the world is going to be in the palm of their hands. And that's not the way the world works. The world works by what you can offer to society. And if that's all you can offer, that's pretty damn sad. You understand what I'm saying? When you can use your mind and you could create a whole new image. You know, you could create a legacy with your mind, but you can't create shit with your behind. You dig?
Yeah, I feel that. I'm like, okay, the main reason why I brought this up, because I think it's quite, you know, interesting that, you know, our society, you know, glamorizes the fact that a lot of people can become famous in this industry by not having to work for the fruits of their own labor, but actually, you know, they're becoming famous by at the hands of someone else, you know, and all the hard work that they work for, you know, and they just try to put them out there like they're really just working hard for their money. But, you know, I was doing some research online, and, you know, I checked out a lot of different people in general, you know, so I'm going to get with that, you know, on the show too today. And drop y'all a bomb on who's considered in Hollywood the 10 most gold-digging people in Hollywood, and you'd be shocked to see who actually made it on that list, you know.
And you know what, just to say this, I'm going to say this, L.A. Drina, too. You can tell that, you know, society, you will never hear Kim Kardashian say anything profound. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of sad because, you know, if she had that to offer, you know, young ladies that are big fans of hers, you know, it probably would send a whole new message other than the sexier you are, the more you're going to get out of somebody. You know what I'm saying? She could be having girls inspired to go to college. She could have girls inspired to start their own business. But instead, she got them thinking that they got to have long hair and a big old butt. J-Lo is another one, because that girl, she really wasn't nothing more than a, you know, I believe she wasn't a Laker, the Paula Abdul too, she was a Laker girl, but that girl, she really made women look bad, you know, because she didn't work for what she wound up getting. Now females feel like they don't have to work for it. They feel like if they look a certain way, they're going to get anything they want, and it doesn't work like that, because as you can see, what is Paula Abdul right now? She was like the hottest thing in the 80s, you know what I'm saying? But what is she doing right now? Her looks is garbage at this point. And, you know, in a little while, she's going to be asking you for a job, which that's a good thing, because L.A. Gina is going to have to put that bitch back on them. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of sad because, you know, if she would have put the time out to, you know, educate herself and, you know, show a little more independence, she probably wouldn't be out of a job right now.
Well, I think, you know, artists like J-Lo, I think, you know, eventually she kind of evolved and branded her name, you know. But I think, like, artists like, not necessarily artists, but I'm just talking about people like the chicks that be on Basketball Wise, you know, those types of people.
Oh, yeah, so thirsty.
Yeah. Yeah, because, see, I look at that show all the time, you know, and callers, I see y'all right there. We about to get into y'all right now on Bang Out Radio. I see these shows like that, okay, a lot of times the show, the whole storyline be based around, you know, these females being married to athletes and stuff of that nature, right? And basically, they don't like the gold digging groupies like strippers or that the ones they consider that, or the really the socialites of the whole entertainment industry. They don't like to be, you know, associated with those type of people because they feel like they're gonna try to steal their man and use them for money. But you know, I'm looking at it like, why are they attacking all these chicks? You know, that their guys, their husbands and stuff are meeting because of the simple fact they met them the same way. So the same way you get them is the same way you lose them. You know what I'm saying? So I be just sitting here frustrated, like, why are you mad because he talked to a groupie or that chick is a groupie? You were a groupie too. It's just not a coincidence that you keep on finding a relationship with an athlete, or you're just specifically shooting for a certain group of people on that level, you know. So, I mean, it's like one in a million chance that every single man you date is going to be an athlete. You know, I can see if you're associating yourself in that circle of friends all the time, but if you're not so much of a group of yourself, then why is it that every time you meet somebody, they have to be an athlete or somebody in the entertainment industry? I mean, a lot of people who are self-employed or business-minded and they own their own businesses and they're employed or they have other career goals and expectations for themselves, they don't necessarily have to be married to somebody in the entertainment industry just because they're a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's some people out there in the entertainment industry that might be shining like that in the limelight, but their husband might work for, you know, Bank of America, or he might be a chain restaurant owner or something of that sort. So, you know, today's show is about gold diggers and stuff like that. And I want to hear what the callers have to say, you know. So y'all call in 661-621-7559. We're about to clown these chicks because these chicks, they decided to clown. If you out there and you call yourself, you know, a businesswoman, self-educated and all this stuff, why do you have to do that? I mean, and it ain't so much necessarily, you know, clowning them, but I want to know what y'all opinions are. Do y'all feel like their relationship should be business, I mean, should be considered business relationships with these men and women? You know, like Kevin Federline and all these other guys that hurry up and pin a chick down and get them pregnant because they don't have any type of employment of their own. Do you feel like what they're doing is a business investment or is true love? That's what I want to know. What do y'all think about that? So y'all let us know right here on Bang Out Radio. Also, if y'all have music that y'all would like to request, have your fans call into the show, all my indie artists. You know, also you can always call in and request your favorite song that we play right here on Bang Out Radio. I want to know how everybody's Labor Day weekend was, too. We had a pretty good Labor Day weekend, just chilling and relaxing, taking care of business, you know. And basically, this chick right here, Evil T, she got a chance to see this dude with some L.A. gear shorts on her. What was that?
Oh, my God.
You know, tell us about that.
Man, I was on the 754 on my way back from school, and I glanced because I see this guy. He looked kind of decent. And when I looked down at his shorts, like checking out his body, I seen a giant white L.A. gear sign embedded in the shorts. And I didn't want to laugh in his face, so I turned my head and covered my mouth and started laughing at him because I haven't seen nobody with L.A. gear shorts on since I was about 15 years old, and I am 33 now, and I just feel like, you know, I didn't even know they still made them, but I found that to be hilarious, and I should have took a picture and put it on Facebook, and it probably would have brought back some painful memories to what our grandma used to buy us in school, but I couldn't believe he had those shorts on. I mean, that was just hilarious.
Yeah, you had me dying laughing. I was sitting here with a client, and I'm like, why my sister just text me? She just seen a dude with some L.A. gear shorts on. I mean, we always, I'm a fashion no-nos on this show, y'all. So we want to hear what y'all got to say right here. Caller 1988, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good?
What's the deal? It's Drizzy Drake. Sitting here thinking about my bravados.
I hope you ain't got no L.A. gear shirts on.
Nah, I'm rocking it better. Red sweater. Nah, it's Chalk Swag in the building. What's the deal?
What's up with it, Chalk? How was your weekend? I heard you got your ass whooped in Monopoly over the weekend.
Man, my weekend was interesting. For those that see my wall, yeah, Sunday was very interesting. And Monday wasn't as interesting. So my Memorial Day weekend was, it wasn't what I expected. Could have went better. Red sweater.
Wow. So what did you do? What did you do? You just relaxed? You just chilled at home or what?
I sat down with my homie Birdman and Weezy, and we wrote some lyrics on my BlackBerry. Then did a song with some green, lime green Chucks on and an orange G-Shock. Ah!
Say what? Well, I'm going to tell y'all, this weekend was pretty interesting, you know, for myself. You know, I got a chance to cook, you know. A lot of people don't know, but L.A. Gina is a chef part-time.
How many people
you
killed with your cooking this weekend?
Man, I'm killing everybody off when it comes to the cooking. I'm killing them all off.
I mean kill as in how many funerals do we have to attend?
Yeah, anybody who considers themselves a self-proclaimed chef, they need to be killed off because I'm killing them with my smoked ribs. You know what I'm saying? I made that world-famous potato salad. I made some cabbage and all types of stuff, cornbread, everything. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to come through. Y'all got to come to one of the barbecues that we got coming up, the Star Mile barbecue, so y'all can see how I really get down with it. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller right here at 2099. You're live on Bang Out Radio. I want y'all to answer the question of today. Do you guys out there think that business relationships in Hollywood, or how should I say, relationships that some people have in Hollywood are considered business relationships, or do you think it's gold digging? And if so, why do you think it's gold digging, and why do you think it should be titled as that?
Man,
caller 2099.
Man,
what's up?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Ah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dude crazy. He a fool over there.
What?
How y'all doing today?
We great. We great. Got Evil T in the building, Chalk Swag in the building.
Ah.
I'm with it.
Okay. No, I was just, I got a friend online. I was telling her about this song I want her to listen to, the Marley B song, The Touch.
Okay, Touch. You got
yeah.
it, my boy.
All
right, here on Bang Out Radio. That's what's up with it. Shout out to you and whoever's listening to it. You know what I'm saying? We got
hey,
you right Gina, here on
can
Bang
I answer
Out
that
Radio.
Question,
what's your?
Hello.
Hey, Drina, could I answer that question?
Yeah.
you
touch
answer?
Your body.
No.
Touch your body, girl. Body.
won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it. Girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. You won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe. I'ma touch your body, body. Girl, like you won't touch it, girl, like you won't touch it, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, that song makes me want to get my polka dot lingerie in my net stockings.
That was my boy Rico and Marley B. Shout out to both of y'all for that hot joint right there. Now we want to go back to KD, MKD, to ask him who would he dedicate that song to. MKD, you still online?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get my men's stockings out tonight.
Okay. I mean, that's the business right there. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a hot music right here on Bang Out Radio. So y'all keep calling in, requesting these joints, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's really feeling my boy Rico and Marley B's track right there. You know, we've been getting a lot of requests for that track. And me, if y'all really believe that y'all think Rico and Marley B should actually sell this song instead of just giving it away for free, hit me on my inbox, and I'm about to get at them both about that. Like, for real, why are y'all giving this track away for free? It's really a nice track.
Tell
them
Drizzy like it. Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I dig that track right there. And look out for more upcoming music from them. I want to give a shout-out to all the indie artists that's listening in to the show. My girl Ivy Love will be in the building today at 6:30, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all haven't had an introduction from her, she is such a character. She's such an entertainer. You know, you got to listen to her. You will just be, you know, all that what you hear, you know, and that's what's really good, you know. Shout out to my boy Yak the Ripper, Fully Loaded Clip Gang, and my whole Fully Loaded fam, my whole Star Mob fam, Hocus Pocus. You know, my boy Yangsta, my boy Nove, you know what I'm saying? All the ladies are Fully Loaded, all the ladies are Star Mom, my girl Lyric Milani, check her out. She got them hot graphics, you know what I'm saying, coming straight at you, you know what I'm saying? So look her up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And check all the indie artists out that's doing major things out here in the industry. You know, if you're out there and you're listening in to the show and you're an artist yourself, if you want to send music to us, send it to adrena.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And check us out. You know, that's how we're getting down. Now, so we're talking about gold digging today, y'all. So I'm surprised people are so quiet about this subject today.
I'm going to answer that for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
But,
let's hear what you got to say.
I mean, it's funny because this industry is like, it's so tainted with, you know, what's real, what's fake, and, you know, what's genuine or who's really in it for, or how people get in it. Stories are so mixed up, and we really don't know till we actually in the situation or in it with people. And I think a lot of, with women, a lot of you guys, you know, image on television and in the media period is just, like, dogged and slandered, like, and women are starting to accept it, like, Bad Girls Club, for instance. Like,
Oh, that's my show.
I watched the show. I watched the whole marathon of it just to be like, you know what, let me just give it a chance and see what the show is. And every season is the same. All they do is fight, go to clubs, maybe fuck a couple dudes here or there, and that's it. That's the whole show. Like,
so
talk
you believe,
shit. And
it,
to me, that's like... To me, that's like, damn, like, it's not showing, you know, the higher intellect of a woman. Like, it's more than women to women than just partying and going out and, you know, thinking you the baddest chick. Like, just because you say that shit and you just don't take no shit and you want to be seen on TV to go do whatever the fuck you want to do doesn't make you a bad bitch. Like, that's any female can say I'm a bad bitch and walk down the street.
what do you think, and any one of y'all can answer this, what do y'all think are the elements that it takes to be a true reality star? What are the elements that they want to see on TV and what's going to keep their ratings up? What do y'all think it is?
First
can
of
I
all,
answer that? Can I answer that?
Well, go ahead. You go ahead. Go first.
Because you see it so much, you can't help but I got to say it. You got to be of any nationality other than black. You have to have a booty injection process that doesn't happen. You definitely have to fit that model quality type image, you know, and you definitely got to suck a mean one.
Oh, Drizzy,
I'm not
no.
Surprised.
You got to have the head game. Man,
What about you, Josh Black? What do you think about that?
That's funny. That's something I would say if I was being funny. But I think...
Well, I'm being serious.
That's why it's funnier, because you're serious. But you make a good point, though. But I think to be a star in this industry, I mean, you look at everybody. Everybody is a little bit... It's far-fetched because nobody really knows. You can pretty much buy and sell your way. And there's so many ways you can buy or sell your way in. You can be yourself. You can market yourself. There's so many ways to be a star in the industry. But which one is the most common is what we see on television, which is pretty much, you know what I'm saying, being something that you're not, portraying something that you aren't. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all think the girls that's on Bad Girls Club, y'all think they're really true certified bad girls or what?
No, what it is that they want attention. If you're a bad bitch, you're going to get all the attention anyway because you don't have to claim that you're bad. You don't have to pretty much be on a television show to certify yourself bad. If you're bad, it's going to show in your... what you do in your life and in your accomplishments. That's what make a bad bitch is somebody that's untainable, is a woman that's at a certain echelon to where it's like, damn, yeah, she bad. Oprah, bad bitch. Beyonce, bad bitch. I say these names because they are at a status where, damn, can't nobody else fuck with them like that because they all got their own shit established in their own name. You know what I'm saying? They went and did the shit, even though, you know, Beyonce had a little assistance, you know, parentheses when I say that. But they're all at a certain level that most women want to be at successfully, where you have your own, you're doing your own thing, and, you know what I'm saying, you're noticed for your work and talents, not because I saw you on season 5 and you slapped that one bitch in the face that threw that water in your face. Like, that's not what you want to be known as. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you bad.
Because
that's the case. You can go to Compton right now. There's a lot of bad bitches out of Compton.
Right. You're right. That's what I'm saying. Like, mostly all the females that are supposed to be on Bad Girls, quote unquote, they are supposed to be bad as in I do bad stuff. And I'm uncontrollable in society and, you know, I've been labeled the outcast because I don't tolerate nothing. You know, but
you might as well go to the hood. That's the only way that's
going to
be.
They don't have all of the characteristics of a true bad girl, you know what I'm saying, coming from the hood. They don't got those characteristics. But, you know, what they do have is a lot of cattiness, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I see with basketball-wise. They just want to be, they're like the typical chick that's always trying to be the alpha female, and they're looking for attention. They want a lot of females to follow behind them and all that type of stuff.
But you don't see Michael Jordan wife, old basketball wise, complaining. Shoot, she got millions. Even though Mike got a white woman now, she went on and said, you know what, it's cool. You broke me off my millions, I'm straight. I'm chilling. I don't need to go on
We have a caller calling in right here. Caller 2426, you're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good with it?
Hey, what it do? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Yeah, what's good? What's good? It's your boy Young Yak, fully loaded. You already know. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be brief real quick because I'm working and shit. About that gold digging shit, I feel like Kanye, you know what I'm saying, for real. But, and on another note, you know what I'm saying, you know, we got that Fully Loaded mixtapes, they all coming soon, real soon, you know, Fully Loaded Star Mob Movement, you know. But I got a homie from in Las Vegas right now. He about to be calling in any second. Whenever you see 5017, go ahead and let him in. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it 100. The nigga hard. When I say hard, the nigga hard. So
ooh,
look out for
he said he tight.
Look out for that man.
That's
yeah, but y'all know how we do, Fully Loaded all day. I'm going to holler at y'all later, though. I'm going to listen in and shit. I might press one later.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Can we hear him Fully Loaded?
Fully Loaded.
Oh, after
what's
that,
up,
you got to play some of that Black Mafia music, one of my favorite songs.
We
I don't even listen to nobody else.
Hey, Evo T, let me introduce you to Chalk Swag if you haven't heard of him. But I think you met him before. But see, Chalk Swag,
I pushed the like button on him and voted for him on Reverb.
She's tight.
Oh,
I did do that.
Chalk Swag, you know what I'm saying? He's from Black Forest, you know what I'm saying? And I guess they're supposed to be battling, you know, battle rapping somebody from Fully Loaded, you know, which is a part of Star Mob.
Wow.
Fully Loaded, Yak the Ripper, the one that just got off the air. That's Chalk Swag, you know what I'm saying, rival. They're going to go head up live on air, you know what I'm saying. We're going to have video footage and all that at our rap battle, you know what I'm saying. They both are very lyrical MCs, you know, they got it going on. And I hope you be there, you know, so you can see all of this unfold because, you know, all the listeners of Bang Out Radio, they've been hearing about it for a while.
I'm telling you, like, it's going to be crazy because I'm watching. I'm going to have DMX there. You know, he's going to be here letting them know, son. You know, Dream, he's going to be there. Ooh. Might have John Legendary.
When DMX come, make sure you don't have no alcohol around because we don't need him relapsing and taking all the equipment.
I'm telling you, son, I'm going to get up in there, son, and I'm going to really just have some drinks. I mean, you know what I mean? He came out with an album in like 14 years. I'm about to really get in there, like, really get in there.
Yeah, my boy is crazy. And DMX, though, he been doing his thing, though. He's a pastor, though, so would y'all go to his church?
Amen. I said all people.
Huh?
By
would
head.
Y'all ever go to DMX's church to get
hell
your
phone
back?
Hell no. And
Lord said
that would be life. Don't talk to you 2 months ago, shit.
Him
and Mace need to knock that shit off.
I was just about to mention Mace. What about Mace and Beto? He went back to mainstream, though.
I need everybody to
he back touching on booties and all that.
throwing money at the people like, pass it out to me. Mace, baby. Jesus.
Man,
mistake,
okay. We downloaded some that Black Mafia music right now. So we got a lot of people listening in to the show. So I want to give a shout out to all the indie artists, all the fans of Bang Out Radio. We going to get into it, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my boy Jay Blue, who had a bomb birthday bash, you know what I'm saying, this week. We got a chance to go out. Star Mob was in the building. That place was so packed. I mean, we were shoulder to shoulder, cheek to cheek, ass to ass, lip to lip up in that mud. It had to be like at least 400 people in there. You know,
sound like somebody got pregnant in there.
Man, it had, well, Mari B and them track wasn't playing, but I mean, it was just as good. It was so many people up in that, in Mazika's. I had never seen Mazika's that packed in my life. You know what I'm saying? And so, shout out to Jay Blue. You know what I'm saying?
Well, check this out. Since we doing quick plugs, let me go ahead and do my quick plug. Black Forest, y'all know what it is, AF1 mixtape, just now getting ready to drop September 11th. Look out for that fast food. My mixtape, of course, Fresh Days Fly Nights, drops November 5th on my birthday. So get ready for the big mixtape release party. The Fresh, the Cool to Fly, the Fresh mixtape also drops in December. Then we got Hollywood, baby. He drops his right in December, too. So be looking out for all of these projects. But right now, we're just pushing that Black Mafia music because we got to kill off lames right now. Ooh, ah.
Hey. And with that being said, we about to get into some music right here on Bang Out Radio.
Bow.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit y'all with something You know what I'm saying? Right here on Bang Out Radio. We got, let's see, Switchboard Refreshing. You know, we got a lot of artists that send in some music to the show this week. So shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to keep submitting that hot music right here on Bang Out Radio. So I'm about to hit y'all with something right here. Here we go. What about this one called Like That? I mean, excuse me, She's That by Mr. Peels, 4-4 in the building.
Time to give it to them. A lot of y'all don't hustle like y'all supposed to.
Nah.
money all wrong. My pocket got the straight face. Your money real funny, man.
Tell him.
But I really swag on this one for me.
Let's go.
Hey, hey, hey. I gotta get paid. Tell him. We got a wealth plan. I gotta get paid. I don't think I'm hungry by any means, man. Hey, tell him. I gotta get paid. One more time. Myself, I am tragic, the bad
boy.
Coded in the refrigerator, money is my magnet.
Yeah.
Never been a problem that a dollar couldn't handle.
Nah.
Just so great at the beat, then I eat it like a sandwich. Stay on the cheese like a rat, no snitch.
Yeah.
Throw a flea on a female dog, ain't that a bitch?
Hey.
Get a fever every time I spit. I think I'm sick, stretch marks on my pants, my pockets is getting thick. What you think? Cause I've been blowing on this bushel just to chew the beat up and treat the snare like some gristle. I gotta stay high, flyer than a fire missile. For the haters, keep a pistol in they mom's a box of tissue. Let's not get up on they sister. I dig up on they sister. Sing a couple bars in her wedding on my Insta. She say she wants the wood, cause a man can't leave a splinter. So I play the cannibal and she's my dinner. Yes, I'm about to
clenched in my fist if you can take a blow. I'm a killer, I'm a beast, I think it's best you know. JD, killer, killer, Jason Flow. Original, let the face up on the track. I'm cutting boys up and they ain't cutting no slack. LBC 430 got my back and we are all homicidal, crazy maniacs. Killing rappers, taking hip-hop back.
Well,
I got it on my shoulders, it is my backpack.
Yeah.
I keep my tools in, just to do your dues in. I'm a killer writer, dropping bodies with my five pens. I need paper, my thoughts forever bleeding. Call it blood money, cause I keep the veins bleeding. My words are sharp, so take it how you take it. The haters, if you listen, yeah, that's decapitation.
I mean...
top 10 signs that your girl is a gold digger. I don't know if I should start from the bottom of the list and make it all the way to the top, or should I go down with it? Let me see. Number one, top 10 sign that your girl is a gold digger. Number one, if she asks you to buy her something or borrow money early in the relationship, that's number one. Unless you are fine with the idea of paying for your sex in the company of a woman, this should be a red flag to you. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wonder why
number
she could ask me for money. Shit.
You want to comment on that, Swag?
I said, I kept wondering why she kept asking me for money. Shit.
Okay. And to anybody that want to go live, press 1 if you feel free to jump in throughout the list, okay? Number two, if she wears a long weave down her back and cakes on her makeup and doesn't have a job, this is what they have on the list. They said this is probably a controversial for a lot of people, but we need to...
A grandmama paid for it.
Man, it says if she has a long fake weave down her back and don't have a job, you should be extra suspicious of her intentions. If you need to make sure to put these type of several stress tests to determine if they're genuine or not. Okay, number three, she never offers to pay and only says thank you occasionally. As if she's entitled to your spending. You know what I'm saying? So if she never offers to pay and only very occasionally says thank you as if she's entitled to your spending, then that's a sign that she's a gold digger. Number four, they say if she only wants to go to expensive restaurants, that's a sign that she's a gold digger. It says number five, if she has dated multiple professional athletes, the same thing we were talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? So that's food for thought. You know what I'm saying? Why has she dated four guys on four different national football and basketball teams? You might want to ask yourself. You know what I'm saying? That might be a sign that she's a gold digger. Number six, if you catch her online reading the Lipstick Alley message board.
Wow.
Oh, they said if you catch her online reading the Lipstick Alley message board, that's a sign that she's a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? Because that's I guess that's like a community for escorts. You know what I'm saying? And then number seven, if she wants intimate details about how much money you make, if she's a dime and you're eager to soak up her panties, you might just want to play along and sex her, and then not call the digger back. She played a gold-digging poker game with the wrong guy and lost, you know what I'm saying? So you might just want to play her back, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa for the females, you know what I'm saying? We got to be, you know, recognizing this too, okay? Physically speaking, it's saying physically speaking, if the two of you are completely a mismatch, signs and chances are that she's a gold-digger. If she's a dime, and you know goddamn well that you're a two or a zero, and you know what your caliber of woman is, I mean, chances are, you know what I'm saying, like if you look like Craig Matt, you know what I'm saying, you should just realize, you know, it's not going to happen with a kid that looks like me alone, okay, for free. Okay, she only lets you hit when you buy her something. That's number 10. That's what they have on the top 10 list, you know what I'm saying, for signs that your girl is a gold digger. Call in, press 1, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all think about that, you know what I'm saying? And we can just get on a nice, intelligent debate about the whole situation, you know. I can't say I agree with all that, the long weave thing, because long weave, that could just mean that she's just being glamorous, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe that all chicks that wear long weaves are gold diggers at all. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, they can go on with that one. But, I mean, for the guys, you know what I'm saying, that's the same thing for the dudes. You know, they have gold diggers in the industry too. You know what I'm saying? But they are just a little bit more charismatic than the females are, you know? So, I mean, what do y'all think about that? As indie artists, you know, and people that's coming up in the industry, we just got to be aware of them too, you know, because there's going to be people that they don't even know what your status is, your financial status is, looking at your life on the outside. They might see you driving a nice whip or having money or being popular and hearing your name a lot in the industry,
I need
they might
phone.
Just feel like
right.
they can, you know, get over on you. So you got to recognize the game that people like to play out there and be aware of that. We got caller 7968. You're live on Bang Out Radio. What's good with it? Hello? Hey, what's up with it?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Ivy Love.
This is your girl, L.A. Drina. What's good, Ivy Love?
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. Long time no hear.
I know. We must be on a, like, a delay. Like, from when you get to hear me and from when I can hear you, it must be a delay.
Yeah. I miss you, though, you know. So what's been going on in your career so since the last time we spoke with each other?
Oh, well, I guess my music is now playing in Dallas, Texas on some major stations out there via our friend Devon Celestia Gaver.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I went on an audition for a cosmetic commercial this morning and got it, and got a facial and everything, so that was kind of fun, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
so what if you...
that's awesome. I want to say congratulations, you know, and for all the listeners that's new to Bang Out Radio or may have missed the last show that I've done with Ivy Love, you know, this is one of the certified grinding chicks out in the industry. I mean, everywhere you go, you know what I'm saying? She's going viral over the internet, and she's doing her thing in the streets. She's shaking hands with the big boys. She's doing all types of stuff out here, and she's making a brand for her name. And this is somebody that we can learn from and be inspired by, you know. And so, Ivy, let's recap on everything, you know, from the last show. Let everybody know where you're from.
Oh, I am from San Diego, California, a.k.a. the United Kingdom.
That's right. And so where have you gotten your style from, and what would you classify your genre of music as?
Well, my music is Ivy Love music, and the genre is genius, and that is because I refuse to make my style into one style. I was a classically trained musician, so I learned jazz, bebop, opera, I learned it all. And I know that the industry wants, you know, you to use a certain format. So what I do is I just take their format and take what I know, and I do whatever I want.
That's right, and I love that. You're a trendsetter. I dig trendsetters. There is no certain rule that you have to follow in the music industry, you know, and I like people that take the time to set their own trends and not bite other people's style. And I can truly say that you have a whole new unique caliber of music that, you know, the world is looking forward to hearing, you know, and you can touch all the genres of music. So can you tell us about the projects that you're working on? Yeah.
A lot of people, they tell me that they really like my music because it doesn't sound like anything else. And it's new, it's hip, it's fun. And I took myself out of the loop like 7 years ago. I stopped watching television. You know, I really don't follow other people. I focus 18 hours a day on my career in the entertainment business, and I do, you know, I do many other things, a hustle girl, but I focus all of my energy into my career because that is the most important thing to me. You know, I don't have kids. I don't want kids. If I decide to have a kid, it has to come with a nanny, you know. So definitely
right.
The career is the most important thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, recently, I just got my agent, Victor Battle, through Hoopsha, he just introduced me to a publicist. And the publicist said that he is going to do some press releases on me to the big dogs, and that he's going to get some endorsements and things like that lined up for me as well. So this is good. This is good in the branding process, you know.
Yeah, I can see you are definitely on your J-O-B. I'm seeing your music everywhere. I'm digging your grind and hustle, and you already know my boy Les, you know what I'm saying, Involved Records. Shout out to my boy, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm,
Thanks, CEO over there in the building. I love that dude. And guess what? He told me so much extra stuff about you I didn't know, you know what I'm saying. And like your grind and hustle, you know what I'm saying. Hey, he been talking about me and you getting together on some projects. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
But see, you have that grind and hustle, you know what I'm saying, about you, that something that that matches me, you know what I'm saying? Because I like people that are sociable and friendly. You gotta be on that same caliber, because I love people, you know what I'm saying, and I could definitely hang with you. But I want to let everybody, you know, hear this unique quality of music, you know, Gene
All right.
C, right, on Bang Out Radio, you know. So we got this track right here. It's called, I don't know which one should I play first. Let me see. I Love Drugs by Ivy Love. So we're going to hit y'all with that, you know. And y'all call in, hit the button, tell us what you think. We going in right here on Bang Out Radio.
Don't take away from me. let me tell you, baby, you better follow through, cause I don't take any shit. You wanna know exactly when because I hear your mouth a-flapping, but nothing's coming through. Daddy, I love you. My name is Happy Love, but don't fuck with me. I'll hurt you, baby, inside or outside of my bedroom. Do you see? I'll break you one way or the other, cause my name is Mama. My name is Mama, well, I'm in love. And don't call me anything else, honey. Papa, Daddy, a little boy blue. Mama, mama, break it down, break it down. That's right. Or did I
forgive it?
Don't forgive it with me. I got my view, all the things I gotta say, honestly. I got my pride and my heart. Lovely, lovely.
Do you wanna love me then?
Say you love me.
And if you don't,
you wanna fuck with me,
baby, then go.
I got my papa's and my daddy.
I got you. I got the whole world. I'm gonna show you.
Don't, baby,
don't,
just fuck with me. Love it,
love it,
the silk, love it,
love it,
that's right.
Parts of the interview for the pilot of my reality show also. Also, I just got a call from a director, and he wants to do the music video for Little Boy Blue. Now, I have some awesome people who are going to be on this project. The key grip for Harry's Law, the key grip for Harry's Law is going to be doing the grip work for my music video. Also, we have the guy the art director who's done so many videos, like the Black Eyed Peas, Britney Spears, Beyonce, he's going to do the set for my music video. So there's a lot of really great people. I'm about to go to Las Vegas, I believe, this weekend and work with Little Pimpin', DPG, and Polar Bear is the producer, actually. He wants me to make some... He wants me to make some rock and roll type track. He really wants me to like, hey, hey, yeah, yeah. You know.
I think you could do it.
She definitely has the voice for that.
Yes.
Hey, I can do it all. You know, I can really do it all. I was trained from a child to sing. I just didn't sing until, like as a profession, until about, almost 5 years. It's been almost 5 years on my birthday in November. It will be 5 years that I have done music professionally. And within that five years, I would say that I have gone and done a lot. That's all I'm going to say. I've done a lot. And I feel successful in my career because, yes, I do. I do act. I just did my first speaking role on set for Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg's mini movie / music video, which is called High School. It's not finished yet, but I did do my first speaking role, and I was a teacher. I just did a cosmetics commercial this morning. So my clothing line is out. I'm working on that. I just got my work up on Indiegogo. Indiegogo is a place that you can put all artists listen. Indiegogo.com. You can go put your project up there. You can put your project up there, and people can just fund you. And people go there because they're looking to fund the art. So they've
Indiegogo.com, you said?
Indiegogo.com. They've had people go on there, and, like, they couldn't pay for a family funeral, stuff like that. They've used it for that as well. But people make money on there because people are looking to spend money on the art. So create a page. That's all it takes. Create a page.
That's
some funding for your stuff.
So how did you go about, you know, learning the business aspect of the entertainment industry, and how did you decide which areas you wanted to pursue your career in? Let us know that.
Well, when I was 2 years old, I was in the mirror with a deodorant stick, singing my heart out, and people, when they would ask me what I wanted to be, I would tell them that I wanted to be a star. Now, when I was 8 years old, I was a runway model. I also was I directed my first play in first grade, organized and wrote it, and also acted in it. So from when I was a child, I had always done that. Now, my parents, they did not want me to do that stuff because it was not godly or whatever. You know, they didn't want me to grow up to be a drug addict and all that stuff. So, but anyways, so then when I decided to get back into it, I read a bunch of books, and I realized that the only way that you're going to be successful is if you put yourself around successful people. You have to put yourself around the people that are already doing it. Otherwise, you're not going to get in, because whatever people tell you, there is a club. Okay, you're either part of it or you're not part of it. And you're part of it. If you work your ass off, you will be part of it, because the people that are in the club work their ass off. That's what it is. And I'm not necessarily in their club per se, but I'm working hard enough to be noticed by all of those people. And I did, you know, when I first decided to get into the music industry or the entertainment industry, I had no idea what I was doing. Okay, but I knew that I could act, I knew that I could sing, I knew that I could model. So what I did is I started building a portfolio and started answering Craigslist ads almost four and a half years ago, I started going, I went on Craigslist and I answered every gig that I thought that I could do, and I started building a portfolio. And I eventually met Victor Battle through Hoopshot.tv.
Uh-huh.
And he actually introduced me to a world of people. I've met a world of people on my own, but this man has at least 50% of what my career has done has come from this man. So I now call him my agent because because he's like my agent. He calls me directly poolside. I was poolside when I got called for the high school for the Snoop Dogg Wiz Khalifa deal. I was poolside.
Uh-huh.
And I got there, and they put me right on set, and I did my part, and I peaced out. It was very cool. And I got to meet Snoop Dogg that day and take pictures with him as well. So that was cool.
That's awesome. I really dig that right there. And what about the boy Wiz Khalifa? Did you get a chance to meet him as well? Or?
No. I was around him. You know, I was there next to him, but I didn't talk to him. I took pictures with Snoop, and he was like, "This girl right here has a lot of character."
That must have been that West Side in you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's that West Side that came out of you. I know that's probably how I'm gonna be when I do meet Snoop. You know what I'm saying? I'm a definitely, yeah, that West Side gonna come out. You know?
Yeah. I even put up the West Side symbol. They were like, "You need to act like a teacher." They were like, "Act like a teacher. Act like Snoop is being bad." So then I gave him the look. And but it was cool. You know, I knew that I would meet Snoop. I didn't know when. I thought I was going to meet him, and we were going to be able to chill and talk and smoke a blunt, you know. I thought that's the way I was going to meet him. Since I know his peoples and the people that he's on tour with and all kinds of stuff, you know, it's like I'm around a lot of those guys. So, you know, it's like it's only a matter of time. You know, even a couple of different people have told me, you know, that they could get Snoop Dogg to do a remix on My Little Boy Blue. Now, that is something that I really would love to happen. Even our friend at Involved Records said that he can make that happen. But that man is a busy man.
You know he can make it happen. I said you already know.
I know it can
happen.
He's
a West Side affiliate.
But the thing is everybody I know knows Snoop Dogg. Like, it's so possible for it to happen. It's just like the right person has to make that happen. And of course it's going to happen. So much energy is put into it.
Yeah, I think you're in the right arena of business people to make your career go as far as you want it to go. And definitely those relationships are going to keep growing stronger and stronger. I want to know, as far as your music is concerned, like, what's the name of your project that you're working on, and also what's the name of the album that you have out on iTunes? Are you just selling the singles on iTunes or album and what?
Yeah, I have an album out, Freedom. It has four songs. And then I also have a single out, which is Little Boy Blue. And I'm about to make a single with Binky Mac and all from the Eye. He actually produced stuff for Ice Cube and some others. So he said he hasn't made that hit that just makes you money for the rest of your life. So he says he's about to make me that song. So I'm about to do a single with him. We're going to do a whole album cover and everything for that. And then I'm going to also put together a compilation of songs that I'm doing with other producers, because I have about 8 other producers that are trying to get me into the studio right now, but everybody's so busy all the time. So on that one, the next CD, I will be calling it Goddess.
Uh-huh. So that's awesome. I mean, like, what is it? I mean, I see that as far as your music is concerned, I see that you kind of, a well-rounded person when it comes to the production preference. Can you let us know what kind of beats do you prefer more than others, or is it certain beats that you kind of like turn away from?
No. Actually, I really enjoy being challenged and making something. I hear a lot of albums, a lot of artists, and I feel like every single song I listen to is the same damn song. And so I prefer my music to be every single song extremely different from one another. And so I like the challenge of a new song. And I would make, I made a whole bunch of music that I haven't even released because it's too, it's really too artistic, you know, it's too bohemian. But I've made music, I've made reggae music, I've made music with like a hippie group, you know, I've made equestrian music, I've made all kinds of music. I prefer to make music myself.
Yeah.
So this is the reason why.
When I listen to your music, I totally agree with you when you say that your music is unpredictable every time you drop something new, because I can't even predict what's going to come next from Ivy Love. You know, I've had a different feeling from every track that I've listened to from you. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm skipping on clouds and big mushrooms around me and sun, like the big sunny sky and big oversized lilies and stuff, and I'm just skipping through a garden of just plethora, right? And then I can go into one, and I feel like I'm the biggest pimp on the motherfucking West Coast on the next track. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I listen to some of your music, and then some of your music make me just want to shuffle. I get that feel from you too. I like that shuffle vibe that I get from you on certain other tracks that you got. You know what I'm saying? I want to let them you know hear, you know, something else from you, something different, because I mean, it's different vibes coming from you in every way, and I dig that. Right here on Bang Out Radio, we got I've Got Furs. Can you let us know about that track? Let's do that.
Well, I'm gonna tell you that my good friend gave me her furs from her mother. So these furs are gorgeous, and they're vintage from like 1920. So when she gave them to me, I told her that I loved them so much that I was going to have to make a song about them. And then Victor Battle, my agent, said, you need to make a song about having furs. And I was like, well, I just said that too. So I went in, and I was actually with Maxon 100's people, Boo Capone, DPG, and he brought me over to his people's Philly, and he's with, I don't know, some other Wu-Tang Clan or something. He works with them. So the guy in Philly, he actually did the track for this. And I was looking for a different feel of a track, but I heard this track like 3 or 4 times, and then I put actually 5 words in my phone, and I made this song from 5 words.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's what's up. Well, we're about to let y'all hear this right here on Bang Out Radio. My girl Ivy Love with I've Got Furs. Here we go.
Wait,
female artists in the industry. Is there any female artists out there that you would like to collab with, or are you working on collabing with them?
Oh, you know, I would love to collaborate with Madonna. And who else? Let me see.
Lady Gaga?
No, I don't like Lady Gaga.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
I don't like it. I mean, I'm going to be real with you. They're, the majority of the people that I like as artists are rappers, which is very strange. And I just came to that realization.
That's for sure.
And I just came to that realization real, you know, like, the thing is I like all music and all music forms, but the people who I know who their music is, they're rappers, you know, and that's the reality. You know, I like all kinds of music, all forms of music. I don't like a lot of female artists. I don't like Lady Gaga. I just, like, I love Madonna.
Madonna
is a true artist. I've watched her change and grow and change, and she can do, like, you know, she doesn't have the best voice, but she's the best performer there is, you know? Hands down. Who?
So.
What's her name that was just on that, what's that movie, what was it called, with Cher and the other girl?
Oh, is it Christina Aguilera? No.
Okay, Christina Aguilera has a beautiful voice and a beautiful body, but I think her music was for, like, you know, 20 years ago or something. I'm just not really into it. Cher, I like Cher's music, you know. So I guess I like older female artists more than, like, today.
Would you say
they all sound the same to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Would you say that Madonna inspires you a lot in some of the things you do?
I'm going to tell you that Madonna inspired me as a child a lot.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that Madonna inspires me as an artist. I think she inspired me as a child a lot in my development, you know, but I don't think that her newer music inspires me or anything like that. I don't get really inspired by other people's music. I get more inspired by life experiences.
Right.
Yeah.
So is
yeah.
that what inspires your, like, anything that has to do with your songs that you write?
Yeah, everything. The only way that I remember the songs, and I remember them almost immediately after I record it the first time, is because I'm a freestyle artist, so I go in there, I hear the beat, and I just record. It's because it's like a story to me. It's a feeling. That's what it is. It's a life experience.
So you're saying you don't write any of your music so far?
So, no. I've been asked to write a couple of things for a couple of different songs, and I've written stuff down. I have written stuff in the past. The majority of the people that I work with now don't require me to do so, and it's just so funny, like, as an artist, when people tell you that you need to do something a certain way, it's like, that's not the way that I do it, you know. But, you know, because people have challenged me, I have taken the challenge. I always take a challenge, and I always make sure, like if it's some sort of school project, you know. Okay, so you don't think that I can do this. Well, I'm going to make sure that I do it better than you could ever think that I did, you know. So I do it just like that. And since I've done that in my past in the music, because people are like, who's this girl? You know, she comes from nowhere. She's just coming into the music industry. She doesn't know what she's doing. Or you think you know what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. So I did, you know, I jumped through their little hoops and stuff that people wanted to see me do, and then I did that, and now I can just do whatever I like, and people just go, well, that's Ivy Love, that's what she does.
Well, that's what's up.
I
dig that. You know, just having your own mind frame and level-headed and strong, I like that about you, because I have a lot of those same qualities about myself. I don't really like to, you know, I like to take my own direction, my own lead in a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But I do take a lot of inspiration and advice from a lot of people out there, you know. But I really, you know, dig that whole charisma that you have about yourself, you know, and by you being such a personable person and, you know, sharing your life with the world, that's awesome. You know, as far as the products that you have, let us know what kind of products you have out there for sale right now. That's
well, I have a whole clothing line. I have a jewelry line, a CD, and a book. And that's what I have for sale. And, of course, you can find
book,
all of these things at www.ivylovemusic.com, IvyLoveMusic.com. The book that I made is, quotes and photos of myself. And the book was made, actually, to promote HIV awareness.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's supposed to be uplifting the human spirit. And actually, we were going to, like, the person that I worked with on the book, we were supposed to be doing a whole promotional thing for the book, and I don't know where that's going exactly. And we kind of owned the book together. So, but originally, we were going to get, like, condoms and put a song in the back of the book as well and, like, put some condoms with my names on and stuff as promotional materials for HIV awareness.
That's awesome.
Always fun to see your name on a condom, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely, you know, enter here. You know, maybe you can, like, have a condom with, like, an arrow that just says enter here, you know. Or insert here or something like that. That would be dope.
And I was like, but we have to make the magnum, okay? People are like,
oh, y'all
like
don't
the
magnum on that? What's wrong with that?
The promotional people, they never want to use magnums. They want to use the little, the white people condoms.
Hey, that's all bad right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those condoms will inspire everybody to, you know, practice safe sex, but we need them big King Kong Mandingo warriors to be purchasing off of your website as well. So we got to get those magnums, you know, the gold wrappers in full effect, you know.
Yes,
definitely.
We got to have the gold wrappers in full effect.
Hey, you know what? Hey, now, if you make a lot of money off of this, I want my cut, Ivy, and we recording this right now, so you already know it's my idea. But make a condom called Mandingo Warrior. You know what I'm saying? If you can do that, that would be awesome. Make one called Mandingo Warrior, and I guarantee you, the guys are going to go crazy for that condom right there. You already know.
Mandingo Warrior. I'm going to even put on top of it, Ivy loves Mandingo Warrior.
There we go, right there. We got to do that. Hey, Evil T, let Ivy know about the Mandingo Warrior, man. She, you know what I'm saying? She,
oh, which one do you want to know? Which one do you want to know?
Yeah, the Mandingo Warrior condom, you know, that'll be good for business. That's a good marketing, you know, technique right there, you know, especially being in that hip-hop community. You know, I know you're surrounded by a lot of tall dudes with big feet, you know. You want to make
she's in tall sevens.
I'm not around Caucasians a lot, actually. I'm around a lot of basketball players.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you better get a condom because, baby, they'll make you itch. You know, I'm Kobe did it. That woman had six different DNAs in her underwear, so be careful with them.
Come on, we're not just talking about condoms. I think we were.
Yeah, I know, because, ooh-wee, I know Kobe's still embarrassed over that shit.
Dude, you know, this is the thing. All these dudes that I hang out with, you know, they all want me to be their woman. But I know who they are. I'm like, are you crazy? Like, I don't think so.
Man.
You know, I can't be your woman. And then tomorrow night, when you're not coming home until 5 o'clock in the morning, I am going to be livid. You understand? Let's just not go there.
Well, them dudes, man, you itching for the rest of your life. So you sound like a young lady. You got a long way to go, and you don't want to be itching for the rest of your life. Shit,
oh, I've already been married. I've already been married 3 times. I know how to get a divorce.
Man.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, but if they're in prison, my sister, you know, she's Evil P, she's studying law. She told me you can get a divorce for 50 cents, you know what I'm saying, if they incarcerated. So.
Yeah,
my first husband, I divorced him while he was in prison.
Well, due to the recession, they have popped the price down at 26 cents now.
26 cents?
Well, 26 cents. It's 26 cents now.
Well, hey.
Well, at least it ain't 50 cents.
Yes, yeah, they done brought the price down for divorces, and then in some cases they raised the 26 cents, because you know everybody in prison ain't got nobody taking care of them, so they'll waive it, you know, for you just gotta fill out a fee waiver.
How would you know about all of it?
Well, let's just put it like this. I've been there and done that, and that's the way that process goes. Yeah,
what is your name?
20...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Evil T.
Evil what?
No, my name is Evil T.
Evil T?
It kind of rhymes with Ivy a little bit.
Yeah,
Evil T and Ivy Love.
Yeah,
Ivy. I like Ivy.
Evil Ivy. I think the connection is bad. I can barely hear you guys.
Yeah, but I mean, Evil T, you can check her out on my YouTube videos because we have a lot of comedy skits. And I know, Ivy, you are into all that stuff too. So look her up on some of my Legendas O'Cali on YouTube and see what it does. You know what I'm saying? I do want to get into some more Ivy Love music, you know. And
she has a lot of energy in her music too.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
Ivy,
I got a lot of energy. They call me the Love.
A lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, anybody.
She's like a mixture of Khalees and Kaya, like all wrapped up in one, and Pink, all wrapped up in one.
Yeah, I think Ivy, you could like go with it in whatever category you want to go with the music. I mean, I would like to.
She's well rounded.
I would like to get you to do an interlude for me. It goes like this. It goes. L.A. Drina in the motherfucking building. Do that one time on one of them tracks. Girl, we about to make some history.
L.A. Drina in the motherfucking building.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, that's so I'm going to have to come out there, you know what I'm saying, so we can get on with, you know what I'm saying, me and you, we got to get in that studio one time, you know, and watch it
yeah.
magic, you know what I'm saying, we're going to create some magic, you know, and it's always
a Tina Marie up in there too.
Yeah, it's always good to keep the spectators guessing, like, oh yeah, I don't think them two could come together and do a nice hot track because
right.
it's so from each other, and that's what I like to do. I like to get in the studio with people that would never expect me to be in the studio with them. You know what I'm saying? That way we can keep the crowd guessing.
Well, do it.
Let's make that happen, girl.
Looking for somebody to go.
Yeah.
Do I want Randy Johnson? He's looking to collab with somebody.
Hey. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
What was that?
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just trying to laugh. Randy Jackson, he looking for somebody to collab with. Bad motherfucker.
Who?
Randy
what's
Jackson.
You just say Randy Jackson? Wow.
What?
I was saying Randy, you talking about the Jackson brother with the leather sideburns? I collab with him.
The one that was working on the cars, yeah.
Yeah. I would do one. I would do one. I would make it hot too. We would just make that track.
Yeah,
hot
he together. Got it. He still got some of that old equipment that Joe Jackson and them, you know, purchased when they first came together. Yeah.
Well, if they can do a doo-wop little thing, you know what I'm saying? Me and Ivy will get on the track. And
leave
it.
I hear he.
I got this Ivy Love track right here. It's called Meeting of the Minds. What's this track about, Ivy?
Well, you know, I was actually had a business partner, you know, who was refusing to, I had a business partner who was refusing to even use any common sense. So I made this song for him so that maybe he could listen and understand where I was coming from. He also wanted me to marry him and be his, like, wife number three. So there was a little, you know, controversy there.
Well, we're going to get into that right here on Bang Out Radio. Meeting of the Minds by my girl, Ivy Love, right here on Bang Out Radio.
Hey.
With the music thing, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of other females.
Well, are you gonna try to do some porn and rap at the same time?
It's too much to manage, you know. I could never, like, be in the studio and doing a porn shoot in the same hour, you know. But some people can manage it like that, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at them. I mean, make sure you come through, you know what I'm saying, promote your music, your projects, and all that on the Coast to Coast Tennessee Movement Show on Bang Out Radio this Friday. You know what I'm saying? All the listeners out there, support the female MC. Tomorrow's show is going to be my girl, you know, none other than Marley B. She's got Westfield Wednesdays. Call in. Request your songs if you want. Have your fans to request your songs. And keep promoting your music right here on Bang Out Radio. This is where the indie artists get heard at all times, you know. And just look for all the up-and-coming projects that we have planned, you know, to keep giving the indie artists different platforms to rise to. You know, Ivy Love, I do plan on doing something out there visually with you, so I'm going to try to make it to one of your events that's coming up, you know. So that's what it is, you know. And I appreciate you coming through on Bang Out Radio, doing this interview with me. Always, you're always welcome.
Well,
to Bang
thank
Out
you.
Radio.
It's
most
always
definitely
a blast, you know.
Yes, you know, and I wanna come to one of your video shoots. You know, I wanna come out and support you.
Oh, you have to come.
Most definitely, you know, I can throw you a few roses on the stage or something, you know. So just invite me to one of your events, you know, and I'll be definitely in the building. I gotta come through and make my presence known. Get a video footage of you or something. Cause now I'm trying to get video footage of the people I interview now. You know, that's what I wanna do. So, you know, we're going to take that to a whole nother level, you know, and so.
Well, yeah, you know, we're still shooting for the pilot. So even through the music video and stuff, we're going to be shooting background scenes and footage for the pilot as well as shooting for. So you should come through either way so we can get some footage together.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I'll be in the building with the Starlight production team from Star Mob. They're going to come through. Like, we're going to start going out and getting footage of different events. We have some footage we've gotten from different artists that we know, like BG Knockout and all the other West Coast artists, you know. We've been going backstage, getting their footage, getting them in the act at the studio, seeing what y'all day-to-day life is like, you know. And we're putting together something major, so you know, just get with me on that. And all the artists that's out there listening, you know, if you got a major project that you're working on, you're trying to promote your business, we're working with sponsors right now. So just look out for that. Star Mob, we definitely coming through with Starlight Productions. Shout out to War God, you know, and his whole production team. That's my bro. You can add him to Facebook. He's got the whole production team cracking right now. They got a bomb editor that can edit your videos for your music or just regular videos that, let's say you have a performance and your homegirl did a video or something of you performing on her phone. He can make that shit look like, you know what I'm saying, somebody professional, like really caught all the footage of it. So, you know, just do your thing and add him. You know, we definitely in the L.A. area, you know, and L.A. Drina is thinking about moving back to L.A. pretty soon.
Very
you know
nice.
So, yes. So just give me some dates and everything, and I'll let definitely, you know, hook you up with that. And also, you know, I've been letting everybody know about the Female Hip Hop Honors Award, you know, show that I went to last year or earlier this year in May, but I just got offered to be a part of their award show, and I also got offered to be a part of another award show coming up. So, you know, I'm trying to pull in all my female artists, you know, not necessarily rappers, but artists, R&B, everybody, you know, to come out to this award show that's coming up. But I'll be keeping everyone posted on that, you know, and letting everybody know what to do with that. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of excited about everything that's going on with my friends and all the artists that I'm following and seeing how their careers are progressing to the next level, including yours, you know. So that right there is something. It's like having a baby and watching them grow from a baby all the way into 18 years old. You're just like, damn, I remember when you were not doing this or you're not doing that. But now you just grew and blossomed into something spectacular. And, you know, and that's always great to see in this industry, watching people grow and it's to the next level of the game, you know. So I commend you on everything that you got going on, and I salute you for having the drive and the wisdom to keep on further and to conduct yourself as a businesswoman first before your artistry, you know. So a lot of stuff you're doing, a lot of us can learn from that, you know.
Yeah, well, we're, I mean, essentially, really in this world, we're all here to learn from one another. We're all here as servants to one another. That's the reason why we're on this earth, essentially. And I know that I have a lot of energy, and because I have a lot of energy, I must give to a lot of people. And I do this through, you know, everything. All of my music, I sing that music because I know that people can connect with it and that they can feel better about their lives. So, essentially, we're all here to help each other, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what's up, you know, and that's where I get a lot of my growth from, because I learn from people like that, you know, people that's willing to teach, inspire, and learn. If you can be an inspiration to someone else, then definitely you're going to have people that's going to want to follow you and what you're doing, you know, and even if I never listen to your music, I would still respect you as a businesswoman and as an entertainer, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's what's up, you know, and keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nothing stop you. And I'll see you at the top, definitely, Ivy Love. You already know what it is.
Definitely. I know we'll both be there, that's for sure.
Yes, and I want you to get a chance to let everybody know what your links to your music are, and where can they find you and contact you.
Oh, yeah, you can find me on my website, which is www.ivylovemusic.com. You can find me on Facebook at @SuperIvyLove. My YouTube channel is also Super Ivy Love. You can find me on Twitter at Ivy Love. Or you can just go on to my website and find everything there. I'm actually on everything. I'm on LinkedIn, IMDb, iTunes, CD Baby. I'm everywhere. Like you Google my name, Ivy Love, and off of the top 10 that come up, mine are 8 of them. So there you go. Just Google my name, and you'll see it. You'll see so much.
That's what's up with it. Well, y'all heard it right here on Bang Out Radio. I have my girl Ivy Love in the building. You know what I'm saying? And that's
LA,
how we do it on Bang Out Radio. Twisted Tuesday, that's how we do it, you know? And I want y'all to keep supporting her music, support the project she got going on, check out her products that she got, you know, and we're going to definitely keep promoting what you got going on right here on Bang Out Radio. And look up for, you know, we got some video shoots coming up, too, with Star Mop. So make sure, you know, I got some invites I might send you, you know, to your inbox and all that stuff. That way you can see your cameo appearance, you know. You know, it's going to be a video shoot in L.A., and then we got a video shoot coming up with Marley B and Rico coming up, you know, and so just look out for that stuff, you know, and none other than, you know, the Fully Loaded Clip Gang, you know what I'm saying, they doing their thing. There's so many different artists out here that got a chance to hear your music today. My boy Chalk Swag in the building, Black Forest, you know. There's so many artists listening in to the show today. I want to give a shout-out to K-Waz, you know what I'm saying, Dark Star. I want to give a shout out to my girl Treasure, my girl Chaos, you know what I'm saying, that listens to the show faithfully. CTE out there in the Long Beach LBC area. Shout out to the 404 ATL. Shout out to NYC, my boy with the G1, Gorgeous Ones Entertainment out there in Jamaica, Queens, Southside in the building. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out to all of y'all, and then plus all the people overseas just listening in right now to Bang Out Radio. So that's how we do it. And we're going to hit y'all with a blend of different music from different indie artists that sends in music all the time on Bang Out Radio. So shout-out to y'all, and y'all keep grinding hard. Make this y'all a week that y'all just don't sleep. Just keep grinding your music out, grinding, getting that business aspect of your life together and getting it organized, you know, and just do your thing. So love all of y'all.
Remember, nobody will believe in you more than yourself. And once you believe in yourself, then everybody will believe in you.
Hey, and that's what it is, Bang Out Radio. So I'm about to start y'all off with some Chalk Swag, you know what I'm saying? Fly School, let's go.
Hey. It's the fresh Chalk Swag. Black Forest. We say fly, baby. We say fly, yeah. We say fly, baby. We say
fly. Yeah, yeah, we stay fly, baby.
Great,
stay fly. Stay fly. Hey.
Fresh and shot, baby, yeah, we fly daily. Too cool for these fools, so we go to flight school. Yeah, we go to flight school. I don't know about you, but we too cool for high school. Cause if you fly, motherfucker, then you go to flight school. You go to flight school, yeah, you go to flight school. Yeah, fly, motherfucker, so we go to flight school. We go to flight school, yeah, we go to flight school. Hey,
I'm super swagged out in my 501 denim.
Wow.
Sick Louis kicks with the new era fitted in my crew neck sweater. I'm too fly, fuck feathers.
Hey.
Yeah, bitch, I'm a certified pilot. Catch me in the air, cause I'm always on some fly shit. I stay high like I'm on paper planes,
yeah.
AKA Liu Kang, cause I'm always in some fly shit.
Yeah.
I keep two phones, one for my main girl, and the sidekick, you know, for my side chick.
Yeah,
and I plan to get rich so I can stay
what?
Fresh to death, like Tales from the Crypt. So
damn.
Call me what you want, but never ever scare me. My swag tied enough to pull a bad bitch, Holly Berry. These niggas sweet like ice cream, call them Ben and Jerry. And I'm fly like a jet, call me Jason Terry. These lame niggas scary, call me Braveheart. I got dumb swag, but I'm still smart. These swag niggas funny, like Kevin Hart. I'm getting money, so I'm ballin' like Tony Park. The fresh bitch, hey.
It's fresh and shot, baby, yeah, we fly daily. Too cool for these fools, so we go to flight school. Yeah, we go to fly school. I don't know about you, but we too cool for high school. So if you fly, motherfucker, then you go to fly school. You go to fly school, yeah, you go to fly school. Stay fly, motherfucker.
Off right, man. You already know how we do, man. Clip gang in the building. You already know.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
Discouraged at times. That's all.
Come on. Man, what he do this time? I fool this woman, punished by pride. Said she need a husband, not a fucker, lost a fuck in her eyes. Scary to ask how low it lasts. Guess she had to know about my past. From daddy's fruit stand and mama's sharp knife, the truth lies inside the unhurt cries of an Ethiopian kid, only nine, losing ground. Angels hold the bridge. If it's a rich man in the hood, why the broke local kid? It's love, hate, open the floodgates for this cross child. Never make sergeant. Captain looking dumb now. Wait, pause, and listen. The laws of religion for all Christians. I write far beyond scriptures. Come from a humble beginning of loving women and God willing. We hugging children and touch the spirit. Wish every rich man can experience the way the homeless is living. God yelling. Hurricanes and volcanoes. How could such a devilish woman give birth to an angel? Helps and skills eating forbidden fruit. Our old woman fountain of youth. I'm fountain of you. Herbs you stand to fly. One grounded too. My wife, nice friends with lifesavers. You think it's hard? Try them into the heartbeats of a cancer patient. Dope.
With my motherfucking queen.
Up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they ain't not. Swag up, player, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, and they know that they ain't not. Swag up, player.
Sorry.
was at first sight. Everything was all tight. Months and years have passed, now everything is alright. I stopped doing what I used to do for you. Now I'm out every night at the club looking at some booty too. Chilling with my whole crew, she know what we do. Drink, smoke, weed, fuck bitches, that's all we do. Coming home at late night, smelling like an asshole. She talk shit, I say shut up, you stupid hoe. Not realizing that I'm hurting her heart. She planning on leaving me in the middle of the dark. I come home, she gone, what the hell went wrong? Baby, I'm sorry, please don't leave me, come back home.
Baby, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry.
Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot, they know that they not. Swag up, play it, and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. It don't matter what I do, man, I'm stupid swagging. Swag when I'm eating, swag when I'm rapping. Swag when I'm sleeping, swag when I'm macking. Swag for no reason, swag for attraction. Swag every season, swag with a passion. Swagged up, swagged out, swag when I'm stacking. Swagging on you haters, swag with the players. Swag on you hoes, swag for the paper. Swagger, swagger, swagger jacker, you can't jack this swagging. Swagging when I'm active and I swag when I relax. Swag so super, swag too stupid. Swag so on that I just can't lose. Swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swagged up player and you know we don't stop. Niggas mad cause we hot and they know that they not. Swag up, player.
I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh. I'm so fresh, she know I know I'm fresh.
I begin.
whole world is filled with suckers. Weed counts a nigga down or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me getting high on Cali Joe. My people's never have enough, so I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna, I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others, that's that. Yeah, I love them all, Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. One in me to rat on, bit my deal is selling. Better find another.
Bad. My chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood, my chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, danger.
Okay, girly gangsta gorgeous, I'm living so flawless. Hustle every day, keep my pockets on Warrens. Baddest chick, raddest chick, niggas wanna have this bitch, cause I never lack, and I'm always on some gangster shit. Hair did, nails did, keep the feet did. Stunting on you hoes, no matter what your status is. Ha, shit, I'm better than you. When I pop the new vocab, it's wetter than you. Never aiming to please, your attitude on igloo. Keep the roof that see through with the mat to clear your bitch, I'm not your equal. Nah, I'm not your equal, bad bitch.
My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could.
South Central, stand up. Watch, stand up. 80s baby. Stand the fuck up. I'm so fucking fresh, fuck the Listerine. I'm chopping up the track, no fucking guillotine. West Coast shorty, a ballin' like a 40. Six in the mother, all the niggas, they adore me. Bamboos and neons keep the fit on slap. With the matching nerdy glasses, see you up in the trap. My bangles shine bright, my swag on flight. When they come to cash money, I do that shit like Ed Knight. My goon so gutter, catch you slipping like butter. Cut your ear to ear, had a corners, tell your mother. A product of the 80s, a menace to the 90s. Evolution of the ghetto, make a bitch real grimy. Yep, cause I'm a 80s baby. All I love to do is to drive the niggas crazy. Fast cars, fast cash, we get that dough. Come through your hood and straight stop the show.
CoastToCoastMixtapes.com.
Dana is in the building, nigga.
South Central Finest. L.A. Drina. You already know what it is. Let's get ready to rumble. Look. I'm Mike Tyson on you bitches, KO in you hoes. And I stays on my tip like the French on my toes. You the baddest, I'm the goodest, realest chick to ever do this. Getting down in these streets, but still ain't gotta prove shit. Always been about my cash, and I move fast. My back against the wall, I ain't afraid to blast. Couldn't pass, couldn't rap, I'm a real gangster, bitch. You fucking with my squad, I'll murder you, bitch. You bitches don't like me and bite me, who gives a fuck? You niggas wanna pipe me and wipe me, craving lust. I keep it moving, no conclusion when I ride on a beat. Wiping out you plastic hoes with a style that's unique. All natural, no artificial fillers. Now tell me, have you met a gangsta bitch that was realer? I kill her cause my flow so sick and my ass so thick. Gotta lay down on a bed just to make my jeans fit. Shit, my lyrics not mediocre. It's something like a Teflon bomb in a holster. Exploding on you at CMC. Just stay up off your knees and write your own lyrics, please. Open toe boots, got a sweater so cold, keep your face on froze.
Inglewood is gangster,
Bang out radio, bang out, 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 bang out radio, b